This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. That massive Wall Street bailout bill had dozens of sweeteners attached, $150 billion worth, and they convinced reluctant lawmakers to vote yes on the bailout.
Well, what are all those things? One of the sweeteners came up at a meeting this week in Valdez, Alaska. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski was there with a bunch of Valdez fishermen and Joshua Smith of member station KCHU.
It's good to be here in Valdez. Hi, how are you?
My hands are very greasy.
It's late in the afternoon in a cozy room at the Valdez Fisheries Association. Senator Murkowski came to Valdez with a group of about 15 fishermen, all plaintiffs in the Exxon Valdez oil spill lawsuit. She's offered a plate of cookies and wild salmon.
See, I look at the fish as the dessert, not the cookies. Now, what are the different types?
This is teriyaki. There's black pepper, there's Cajun, and then there's standard.
Murkowski's celebrating. She's been fighting for months in the Senate to get special tax breaks for some 33,000 plaintiffs in the lawsuit. And she's come to Valdez to explain what she got in a rider attached to the bailout.
It's tough enough when you have to wait for a settlement for 17 or 18 years. And then when you finally do get the check, to just turn that over to Uncle Sam just doesn't seem right.
Plaintiffs now only need to declare one-third of their awards at a time on their yearly income tax. The legislation also increases the amount of money they can contribute to their retirement tax shelter. The original lawsuit in the Exxon Valdez case was filed days after the 1989 spill. Just this past summer, the Supreme Court agreed with lower court rulings that the settlement for plaintiffs would be capped at just over $500 million. That's down from $5 billion originally awarded by a jury. Fishermen and others, including Senator Murkowski, have been frustrated for a long time. But now she says this tax relief package sweetens both the bailout and the Exxon Valdez settlement.
I am not particularly pleased or comfortable with what we ended up with, but I do believe that failure to have acted would have been irresponsible.
Outside of the meeting, I asked local fishermen Bill Crump and Steve Alley how they felt about the bailout and their role in it.
I'm glad it passed, but I hate to see add-ons thrown onto the bailout package like that. It should have been passed on its own merits someplace else.
That's more like a pork barrel type thing. Yeah, I'm not for that at all. I don't think they ought to have attachments on something as important as that.
The tax breaks coming as a rider on the bailout bill isn't the moral victory many of these fishermen were looking for. And with the average award at $15,000 a person, down from the $75,000 they were expecting, these guys seem more concerned about the state of the economy than anything else. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Smith in Valdez.